We put the subject of rap music on our American agenda tonight because of fear. Fear that what started out as music to inform has turned into music that incites. Our agenda reporter is Carol Simpson.
Rap is essentially a black art form, but it's a gold mine for white recording companies, which artists say encourage the hardcore lyrics because they sell. And now black leaders say some rap is having a negative effect.
The people must now begin to fight back and say that the race and degradation, the sex exploitation is unacceptable.
BLS 107.5.
WBLS in New York, one of the nation's largest black-owned radio stations, today announced it will follow a handful of other stations banning the worst rap music.
V103.9.
But the first was black-owned radio station KACE-FM in Los Angeles.
You've got a bunch of young cats that are talking about how great it is to be in a gang, how great it is to slap women around and call them bitches and hoes, how great it is to sell drugs. Unfortunately, you've got a lot of kids that are also getting that, and that's being perceived as black reality.
Few doubt the seriousness of the problems in the black community, but its leaders say that doesn't justify what they no longer hesitate to call filthy and dangerous music. And they say it's time to clean it up. This is Carol Simpson for the American Agenda.